Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, let's go to page 129. Mm-hmm. And we're at the bottom of the page in Etarakilam. Kiki, you want to start?
Where were we?
129, with the last sentence on 129.
Okay, so I haven't done these actually, but...
Kiki, we're going to be in the same book.
Okay. Yenaitad akhilam jagat, so that would be jagat, jagan nirmiyata tasmai nama ishvaraya. So that would be yena eta, I think would be the samadhi, yena eta.
Etad.
Etat, yeah. Yena etat, and then it would be akhilam.
Mm-hmm.
And then jagat. Jagat, tiram niyat. Tiram, maybe is it tiram niyat?
Nir amiyatepa. Nir ma is the root. Nir is the upasarga, and ma is the root. Nir ma. Nir amiyata.
Okay. Nir amiyata. And then tasmai nama ishvaraya. So, yena would be the yad substantive, which mm-hmm. is who, and then yena, I think, is that instrumental singular?
Yeah.
So, by who,
yeah.
Then etat.
It's actually etad.
Etad, sorry. Yes, etad. It is etad, which is this. And then, so, etad is just neuter nominative. Singular.
Mm-hmm.
And then akhilam. Akhil, I forget, does it mean endless?
All.
All. Mm-hmm. All. So akhilam is palam. So either accusative or nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
And then jagat is world, and that would be the nominative singular as well.
It could be neuter. You could be a nominative or accusative. And so it's probably going to be akhilam will probably be adjectival to it.
Okay.
So you're going to have to decide whether it's nominative or accusative.
Okay.
Etad akhilam jagat.
Etad akhilam jagat.
All neuter.
This, right.
Nominative or accusative.
This entire world. And then you say ma is the root in niramiyata.
Mm-hmm.
And ma means?
Yeah, with nira it means to create.
Oh, okay. Okay. So niramiyata is then past passive participle?
Nira amiyata is past. It's not a participle. It's just a past tense.
Okay,
passive past tense.
Yes.
Ma
yes.
becomes me in the past tense.
Oh,
and you see the nira plus the that between the nira. And the ma, nira, miyata.
But then why is it not
ma,
nira?
Ma, atmane, but a past tense.
Why is it not then nira? Nira.
Nira, nira, miyata. Is that?
Oh, it's just nir, not nira. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said nira, miyata, right? The
and
is
ma
the
is what?
Ma.
What? Oh, it's ma. What?
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember what Bhargav is. And ma means create?
Well, with nir it means to create. Ma means to measure.
Ma to measure.
I'm not sure. I just don't remember what the
Bhargav
is.
So
nir
ma is to create.
Yeah.
I see. So then this would be created.
Was created.
Was created.
Mm-hmm. So was created. But is it niramiyata?
Yeah, because it's past tense. The is a past tense marker, and it goes between the upasarga and the dhatus.
Right.
Okay. Mas. second or third gana or fourth atmanepada. Second parasmaipada, so it's not going to be that one.
Okay.
Or the third, fourth atmanepada. So just take it as the fourth atmanepada, okay, because that will work well with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, tasmai tattvam. Oh, by the way, which reminds me, I think in this one, in our, I don't know if your book also says tasma for dative, it's tasmai.
Yeah, you put the I there, it's a typo.
Mine says tasmai.
No, in Antoine.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw that too, I was going to answer
it.
Right.
Yeah. So tasmai is, the dative singular for tad, so
mm-hmm.
that would, and then namaha is, namaha governs dative, right?
Good.
So, to I give my pronoun, Ishvaraya is
dative. Well, namaha just means salutations, there's no I or you, salutations or pronouns.
Right. And then Ishvaraya is like Ramaya dative singular.
Mm-hmm. So tasmai Ishvaraya.
Tasmai Ishvaraya, meaning he.
You know, in English, you don't have to really translate it, but when you use a correlative, you'll have the relative and the correlative. The correlative, or sometimes the relative will go along with the noun that it's related to. So you'd say to that Ishvara in Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm.
Salutations to that Ishvara, yena, by whom.
By whom the entire world was created.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that, Penny?
Mm-hmm.
Salutations to that Ishvara by whom the
mm-hmm.
entire world, this entire world was created.
And so what is called the relative and which one is the co-relative?
The co-relative, I think, is the tasmai and the yena is the relative.
Could you say, for that Ishvara by whom the entire jagat was created, I bow down?
Well, namas governs the dative. Right. So if salutations into whoever you're pronouncing to, that goes in the dative.
Right.
So it's salutations to Ishvara.
Okay.
Everybody clear? Well, one thing is, if you start, once you learn all the upasargas, you can notice an a stuck in between, like nira isn't an upasarga, nira is, right? Nira is an upasarga, is a preposition, is a prefix. So nira a. That is always going to be a past tense marker.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I thought it was a negation of whatever the next. That's where I got stuck.
I didn't see
it as the past tense, and so I thought it
like
was.
Like near a gum.
You know.
Oh, I see.
So I was trying to figure out, you know, that's where I went with that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Are we going to.
Do the next one.
Do the reading, though.
What reading?
To practice the pronunciation.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because I listened to that on the. I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. We'll do that.
Okay. Yenaitad akhilam.
Yenaitad akhilam.
Jagan niramiyata.
Jagan niramiyata.
Tasmai.
Tasmai.
Nama.
Nama.
Ishvaraya.
Ishvaraya.
Teshu teshu shastreshu nishnatahi panditahi saha raja bhashita. Okay. So, teshu is in those. It's the distal pronoun. So
yeah,
tud,
right.
Distal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Repeat it
again. Why, I don't know.
Well, because if you say teshu, it would mean Teshu Shastra in that Shastra, but Teshu Teshu in each of those, in each and every Shastra, in each of the Shastras.
So in Hindi you say Jaha Jaha, wherever.
Yeah.
That's wherever is there.
I remember that device in Swami Vidyatmananda, Gata Gata.
Yes, yeah, go, 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 yeah.
Go, 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 yeah. So Shastrishu, of course, is Shastras in the locative plural, Saptami, Bahu. And then Nishnataihi is the Tritiya, the instrumental plural. Well-learned or well-versed.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a PPP, I believe. No, just as an adjective.
Well, I think it's a PPP.
Oh, PPP. Yeah. I have it as a PPP.
So,
the few that I parsed, had it as a PPP.
It looks like one. I actually don't know what the substantive is for that, what the verbal root is for that.
That's,
keep going and I'll look
it
up.
I looked it up.
Did you? But did you look it up in the dictionary?
I think I looked it up in the lexicon.
Here, go ahead. You go ahead. It does mean well-versed. But
actually, what does it mean, Nishma?
Well-versed. Or I took it as learned because it's modifying Pandita Kaihi with Saha. So that's why they're all in instrumental plural.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Raja Bhashita. So, Bhashita, I thought, was...
Abhashita, right? Raja, yeah. Abhashita.
Mm.
Abhashita. So I thought it was the Atmane imperfect. Third person imperfect.
Yeah.
Meaning discussed or discoursed.
Mm-hmm. Or talked.
Or talked.
Yeah.
And then Raja, I thought, was the masculine singular of the king. So the king discussed with the well-versed pundits. Now this is where
backward with the pundits who were well-versed.
Who were well-versed in all the shlokas?
In all the shastras.
In all the shastras.
In every shastra.
Right.
In each one of the sciences. In each one of the shastras. Shastras are the different sciences.
Right.
You know, there's the Artha Shastra and the Jyotish. There's so many different shastras, the Ayurveda. So with pundits who are well-versed in every shastra, in all of the shastras, the king spoke with them, talked with them.
I was going to say, if you did that on the fly, I'm very impressed.
I know, I looked up, I looked up a little bit.
It is a PP. It's either Nishna or Nishnata. It comes from ni plus sna.
Ni plus
sna.
Sna.
Dentals. Ni sna. And but of course, when that they come together, it's going to be Nishna.
Right.
Nishna. Yeah.
All right.
Right. Because you can't have a vowel other than without nasalizing the sibilant. Is that right? Is that rule?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's do this. Reading.
Teshu Teshu Shastreshu.
Teshu Teshu Shastreshu.
Nishnataihi.
Nishnataihi.
Panditaihi.
Panditaihi.
Saha.
Saha.
Raja Bhashita.
Raja Bhashita.
Kayoste Vasasi. Okay, that would be Kaya. Is it Kaya Aste Vasasi? No. Okay, let me think. Oh, is it Kaya Aste. Kayaste
Kayoste.
Oh, right, it's Kayoste.
It's
Kayoho. Kayoho. Okay.
You don't have Kayoste? Do you have Kayoste? Kayoste.
Yeah,
Kayoste.
Oh, yeah, Kayoste. Kayoho te
vasasi.
Yeah.
Oh, where do you live? Where does he live? Okay, Kayo.
No.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'll do it properly.
Take your time.
Kayoho is from the substantive kim, and kayoho is a right, and kim which means who, and kayoho would be in dual genitive or locative.
Yeah, but
and then they is they. Satalte, is that satalte or is that the ite?
Well, what's the substantive for vasasi?
Vasasi is vasas. I don't know. Vasas. It's something to do with vasas.
And vasas is a neuter noun.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So then vasas, vasasi, vasamsi.
Right. Vasas.
Vasasi, vasamsi. And the word, what do you know what vasas means? It means cloth.
Cloth or garment?
Cloth or, yeah, garment.
Is there something similar that means to live, to
bus.
Abode? Vas. Mm-hmm. Okay, so vasasi is then neuter dual. Okay, and then they is it's nominative it's nominative plural.
Ted te tani.
Oh, tad te tani, not sahatote.
Ted te tani, sahatau te.
Yeah,
that's right.
Te is tricky because it could be.
Because it could be, but in this case.
Masculine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but in this case it would be dual,
it's dual.
Because it's vasasi.
Yeah.
So tattetani would be dual neuter, and then vasasi is also neuter dual, and then kayoho is who we said, and that could be genitive or locative.
What did you say was neuter dual?
Vasasi.
Oh yeah, yeah, nominative, right? Nominative neuter dual.
Right.
Te vasasi.
Okay,
see,
in this case they're nominative.
And then that means cloth, right?
Because there's no verb.
Right. That's right. Is.
Yeah.
So it's the predicate nominative once again.
So then kayoho is probably genitive.
Yeah.
So that would be kayoho te vasasi. Kayoho vasasi is cloth.
Well, yeah. Cloth or garment, you know how they were like a sari, it's a cloth. You have your upper cloth and your lower cloth.
Uh-huh.
So that's the vasas is a cloth or a garment.
So then the cloth off the two.
Yeah, but it means garment, something that you're wearing.
Okay.
So there's two garments. There's two cloths.
So there's two cloths, and then the te is a tatetani, so it is...
Whose are they?
Whose two cloths are they?
Well, there's two people. We have two cloths. Right, and kayoho means which two people have these two cloths? Do these two cloths belong to?
Right.
Two people do these two cloths belong to? But it's literally whose two cloths
are
these?
Yeah, whose two cloths?
But the whose is in dual. So how are you going to say that in English? You know.
Whose two claws are these?
No. Which two people do these claws belong to?
Because
kayoho is dual. Of which two, right?
Of which two people are these claws?
Yeah.
Right?
You can say that just by your inflection to make it clear. When you say kayoho, it's which two people?
Mm. Which have to refer to people?
Mm-mm. No.
Could we say...
Because if it's neuter, it can refer to of what
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I was thinking, what are these two cloths made of?
Made of? Well, you would need a verb, wouldn't you, for that?
Well, what are they? You know, I kind of went in that direction. What are these two cloths?
But then there's a genitive, right?
But then
of what? Are these two cloths? That's how I
if it,
took it.
But if you're going to say, if you're going to say, like, the idea of what are they made, you're going to use ablative. Because the upadana karana, it's going to be like the the clay is made from pot. The pot is made from clay, not of clay, in Sanskrit.
So could you go, I'm playing here.
Yeah.
Because it could be locative.
It could be.
Could you say, in what are these two claws?
But remember, it's dual.
Yeah, in what two places are these two claws? You know,
well,
the context could be, I left the top of my sari here.
But then you would say where, you know?
I guess, but I don't know that for sure. You know, because the constructs are so charming.
But if you said, yeah, but
a lot of the times that I think that you would say that, you don't in Sanskrit, so that's why I just wondered. I mean, it would be more efficient to just say where.
You would want it like, meaning in what place?
Yeah, in what two places did I put those two claws?
But the substantive is kim, right? So that would be...
See, the kim is going to be the kaha. Kaha,
right.
Kim, kaha, kaha, ka, kim, right? So the kaha and all of them can refer to inanimate or animate objects, personal or impersonal, I mean people or places.
Okay.
But it has to be reflecting to the verb, like going back to the noun. Like, for instance, mitram means friend, but it's neuter.
Mm.
So you would use kim, a form of kim, if it's referring to the neuter. To a neuter noun. You'll use a form of ka if it's referring to a feminine. Either a feminine person, or a feminine noun.
Can we say this again? Because this is something I'd like to...
Oh, okay. This is the same with the pronouns. The pronouns can refer... All of the pronouns, masculine, feminine, and neuter, can refer to an object or to a person.
Even Kim. So Kim or Saha also. Yeah.
Yes.
How can be put simple
yes.
as that?
Because,
right.
See, no, but
right.
It's like this. Saha will either mean he
right.
or that. And it will mean that if it's adjectival to a noun, or it will mean that if it's referring back, you know, if a pronoun has to refer back to something, you just don't use a pronoun. It refers back to something, right?
Right.
Like, even if I say he's going to the store, the word he has to refer to a particular person that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say, if I said something like a masculine, a neuter, tud, gachati, that is going, but tud can be adjectival or referring back to mitram, which is a neuter noun. Right?
Right.
And so whatever the substantive is that the pronoun is referring to, right? That's the case that substantive will go into.
Right.
It becomes, that's the case the pronoun will go into.
Right.
So it becomes obvious when the pronoun is just adjectival to the substantive and the substantive is right there.
Right. Yeah.
Like that
yeah.
friend.
Or that
right?
car.
Or that car or that person. Right? Or that woman or that man.
Right.
Then the case is going to be obvious.
Right.
But it can also be used pronominally.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. And then it is the substantive.
It's referring, it's standing in for
right.
the substantive, and so the gender of the substantive is what
has to get maintained.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes in Sanskrit, there is gender is used for something that we would translate as he or she, not as that. Like mitram, for instance, that's not obvious. When mitram means friend, it's neuter.
Right.
But what would be the pronoun that goes with friend?
That.
It would be Kim or that or Aped.
Right.
Ted, right? Because it has to agree.
Right. So it would be Ted Mitram.
Yeah.
But no.
Ted
no.
Mitram.
Ted Mitram.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, it's...
So you're kind of pressing the translation possibility, and you're right that context can do a lot of things.
Any of the three.
It could be, yeah, it could be any, referring to any gender.
Right, any gender.
But it's not really referring to it, it's asking you.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
In what?
Yeah.
Right, so then.
So I kept thinking, in what, of what, are these two clauses?
In what, of what, in reference to what?
Right.
Between which?
Right.
Sometimes,
so
you know.
We really couldn't really tell.
Context would break
without
it.
Without the context. That's basically was my question.
Yeah, but just to be the most obvious about it, When you have a genitive and a nominative, what you have here, you've got a genitive dual and then two nominative duals, right? Te, vasasi are the nominatives, and you have the genitive. That will often bring in the word have or has for the genitive. So, which two people have the two claws? Or, those two claws belong to which two people? Here I have two claws. Which two people do these two claws, do these two garments belong to? Right? Or which two people have the two claws? That's the two garments. That's very obvious translation. And say, I would say that if you're going to go into using a locative or something, you have to have a contextual reason for it. Because
right.
It's not obvious in the sentence,
okay.
In my mind, anyway.
Should I read it? Kayoste vasasi.
Kayoste vasasi.
Okay. Yayakman Pultam Kanyate. This goes into, I'm going to read from this one. Oh, this splits up too. So this becomes one long word, is that right? Is that why
three words.
Vasish dasta marun datin vandasa. Alright, so breaking the sunnis, I think this is yaya and then atmana. Is that right? Putam manyate. And then I think this is vasish dasta.
That sakara there, second sakara of the sarga.
Vasishtha is a name, right? Vasishtha, tam arundhati.
Good.
Yes. And then vandasva.
Vandasva.
Yeah?
Okay.
Good. Now what to do with this? So, yaya is dual instrumental?
Yaya.
Is that right?
Like sarvaya or sitaya. Sitaya. Feminine. Feminine?
Yes, dual feminine.
Not dual. Yaya. Like sarvaya.
Okay. Yeah, so it's tritiya eka vachana, right?
Yeah.
And this is for what is the substantive? Is
yed.
Yeah. Oh, it's for yed.
But
like, yeah, because it's by yed.
So this is going to probably refer over to Arundhati. Tom Arundhati.
That's
so it's
right.
Going to be the correlative.
Yeah.
Okay, so by which or with who that Arundhati?
Well,
who da 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 that Arundhati da 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 da. Is that
right.
Kind of the structure of it?
Yeah, by or with.
Okay, and then atmanam. Atman. Is this the idea once again of herself?
Well, you've got to go to the subject of the sentence.
Okay.
And then go back to that.
Okay. So the subject of the sentence is Vasishtha.
Yeah.
Because that's in masculine singular.
That's right.
Okay. So Putam, I think, is a PPP, meaning purified?
Yes.
In the accusative, is that right?
From Pu.
Okay. And then Manyate, it looks like Atmanepada. Third person Atmanepada, probably from Mani.
Yes.
Which would be think, believe, imagine.
Consider.
And then Vasishtha, of course, is Vasishtha. Tam is the distal, that Arundhati. So these are both in Dvitiya. Eka Vachana, that Arundhati, which is Vasishtha's wife.
Mm.
And then Vandasva. So the sva ending implies himself or someone's self.
Or swa. The Vandasva is with what? Swa.
Well, Vanda is salutes.
Yeah. So Vandasva.
Salutes oneself.
No, it's an ending. Imperative ending. Vandasva. Yeah. May you salute.
May you. So it's optative.
No, it's imperative.
Oh, imperative.
Yeah. May
That's
you
right,
salute.
It's imperative.
Yeah.
May you. Right, it's second person.
Yeah.
Of course. But I have no idea how to put that together.
One of the best ways is, can you first of all find the basic sentence? The nominative and the verb.
Well, the nominative is Vasishtha.
Yeah, and what's the verb?
Manyate.
Oh, I see, there is. It doesn't actually...
Because if this is an imperative, it can't
you know
be
what?
Vasishtha.
So, that's right. So, I'm sorry, I threw you off. What is the verb? What's the main verb of the sentence?
Well,
of the main clause of the sentence.
Salute.
Right, so may you salute.
Right.
May you salute who?
Arundhati.
Tom Arundhati.
Yeah, that Arundhati.
Yeah, Arundhati. May you salute that Arundhati. Now go to the court, to the relative.
I don't know.
By whom?
Together.
May you salute that Arundhati.
By
whom?
By whom?
Now read the... Now read the...
Vasishtha considers pure?
No. Putam Atmanam.
Pure self?
By whom
purified
Vasishtha
self.
Thinks, considers...
By whom Vasishtha considers...
Atmanam Putam.
Considers her
himself
his Atma pure.
Self means body.
Himself,
yeah, Jiva.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. So, by whom himself is purified, considers Vasishtha. So, by whom Vasishtha considers himself purified.
Purified. So that's where the Atman actually is himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Goes back to the subject, right?
Uh-huh.
Where the subject of that phrase
uh-huh.
is Vasishtha.
Right.
So. May you salute Arundhati, by whom the one by whom Vasishtha considers himself purified.
It would really help if I saw the imperative to begin with.
Yeah. 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 Everybody see it now, though?
Yeah.
Atmanam, can you tell me how it's
done? Atmanam is going to refer, even the Gita, this comes up all of the time, where they... Atma, you have to see whether it's referring to the body. It's going to be referring to an upadi. Your body, it can be referring to your mind, to your buddhi, or if it's being used in reference to the Atma, the self, then it's referring to that.
And so the case
but often Atmanam is being Atmanam or Swayam is being used reflexively.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's used reflexively, it goes back to the self of the subject. So here the subject is Vasishtha, you know,
yeah.
Vasishtha.
Yeah, yeah.
So the one by whom Vasishtha considers himself purified, because of her he's been purified.
Right.
Right. So he's talking about himself, the jiva.
Mm-hmm. So then this is dvitiya pumlinga. It's masculine.
Yeah. Yeah, atmanam putam.
And putam. Because,
right. Right, accusative singular.
Atman is the substantive.
Atmanam.
Atman. No, but the substantive.
Is Atman.
Is Atman.
Yeah. You want to read it, Kisi?
Yeah. Yayatmanam.
Yayatmanam.
Bhutam.
Bhutam.
Manyate.
Manyate.
Vasishthas.
Or Vasishthas.
Tamarundhatim.
Tamarundhatim.
Vandasva.
Vandasva.
Sarvasu Kalasu Pravinya Mupagato Rajaputraha. Okay, so Sarvasu is from Sarva, is that the locative plural of Sarva?
Is it masculine, neuter, or feminine? Sarvasu.
Masculine, I think? No, hold on one second. Tasitayotesham. Sarvasu. Oh, it's feminine maybe. Sarva,
feminine.
Because it's yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Sitasu, but yeah. Rameshu.
So feminine locative plural of Sarva. And Sarvasu. And then Kalasu, is that also the same in, from Kala? From
Kala.
A Kala. Oh, Kala, is that art? Or
yeah,
is that
it's art. Is it art in Hindi?
Yes, Kala.
Okay. Yeah, Kala.
Oh, yeah.
Sarvasu, Kalasu.
Or Kalas.
So then Sarvasu would be where the feminine in Kalasu is also feminine locative plural, okay. Pravilyam upagataha, is that the Pravilyam upagataha? And Pravilyam, I don't know what that means.
It means proficiency or expertise.
Proficiency, okay. So pravinyam, is the substantive pravinyam,
such neuter, pravinyam.
Alampale, pravinyam. Okay, so then it could be either nominative or accusative singular. And then upagato would be upagataha.
Uh-huh.
And then is that arising? Out of?
It means to gain or to reach or to obtain, to gain like that.
To obtain or gain. And then is that a PPP?
From upagam.
Upagam.
Mm-hmm. From gam gata, nam nata. There's a whole group that end in the makara, that just take the, drop the makara and take the ta, like gam gata, nam nata.
So then that would be a nominative.
Kan kata.
Singular.
Mm-hmm.
Upagataha. Rajaputraha is the king of the son of the king, the nominative singular.
Prince.
Okay. Mm. Sarvasu Kalasu. So Sarvasu Kalasu is in all the Kalas, Pravinyam. Oh, the king, the son of the king has obtained a proficiency in all the arts.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's he gained proficiency. It's also had the sense of he's
gaining.
No, it's gained. Upagataha. He gained. You know, has gained. But it has the sense, Upagataha has the sense they've reached it. You know, he's gone.
He's reached
now proficiency. Yeah. After years of study, he's reached this status of being totally proficient.
In all the colors.
Yeah, in all the colors. Colors.
Should I read that?
Yeah.
Sarvasu.
Sarvasu.
Kalasu.
Kalasu. Pravinyam upagato.
Pravinyam upagato.
Rajaputraha.
Rajaputraha.
Okay. Ayaya Mahisha Suro Hatastastai. Durgayai Namaha. Okay, we're back to Yaya. So hopefully this time I'll know that it's Ekavachana, Tritiya, feminine. Okay. And again, it will mean by who or by which. And Mahishasuro, that looks like a compound of asura. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
With Mahisha, which I'm not sure what that means.
That's the asura that was in the huge buffalo that Durga killed.
The buffalo asura.
Mahishasura.
Oh,
it's the asura in the form of an evil buffalo.
Okay. Okay, so tasyai, durgayai namaha. Okay, that's easy. That's for that durga, I give my pronouns.
And that's just simply salutations to that
salutations,
durga.
Salutations, right. And so this is probably hataha, which looks like a form of hun.
Yes.
Maybe the slaying durga.
Like gam gata kan. Kata,
yeah,
Han Kata.
Okay, so that's probably, well, let me translate it. I'm not exactly sure if this is if this then becomes the verb of the PPP used as the verb for the sentence. But anyway, for that Durga who, by whom the buffalo was slain, I give my salutations.
Yeah.
Can you do it that way?
Yeah. Salutations
salutations to Durga.
By whom the buffalo asura was slain.
Okay.
Yaya Mahishasuro.
Yaya Mahishasuro.
Hatastasyai.
Hatastasyai.
Durgayai namaha.
Durgayai namaha.
Te nadyau prayage sangatshete. That's te and then nadyau. Te is, could be either satote or sateta, I guess. Probably sa because nadi is feminine. So maybe it's actually... so maybe it's actually dual feminine for that nadi.
Mm-hmm. But nadyao.
That nadyao, so it's dual nadyao. Hold on a second. So nadyao is either also if it's either genitive or
yoho. That'd be yoho.
Yes.
This is nadyao.
Yes. Nadyao. Sorry. I'm losing it. It's nominative or accusative.
Dual.
Yeah.
It's very easy to lose on that.
I was getting lost in the te. I've got to make sure that's okay. So the dual feminine. So the te is dual feminine. Either accusative, of course, or nominative. Okay. Te nadyao. Those two rivers, prayage sangachete. Prayage, is that to meet?
Prayage is a place.
Prayage.
It's the name of a city.
Oh,
in Prayage.
In Prayage, those two rivers meet.
Prayage is a place. It's Allahabad.
So
Allahabad.
Allahabad.
How do you pronounce it?
Allahabad.
Allahabad.
In
Prayage. Do you notice that it's sangachete in Prayag, in Prayaga?
In Prayaga.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry, in Prayaga.
So that's Allahabad?
Yeah.
I
Allahabad.
I was going with Prayoga. Prayoga.
Oh,
isn't Prayoga a kind of a construct?
Or a meaning, yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, what is this?
So, do you see the sangachete? What is that?
So, sangachete is... is that meeting? So
yeah, but ete ending.
So ete, te, ete, ante.
Mm-hmm.
So
ete, ante.
Ete, ante.
So it's dual.
So dual.
Yeah.
Right. It's
yeah.
Meeting.
Meeting or conjoining, confluence. It's a confluence of two things coming together.
I see.
Meeting is fine.
Right.
But these two rivers.
These two rivers are meeting in prayer.
It's actually those two rivers that.
Say.
Those two rivers.
Meet,
conjoin at Prayaga.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the Atmanepada.
Yes.
Okay.
Sangachete. Yeah. Third person, do you want tenadya
tenadya
prayage
prayage
sangachete.
Start over.
She's doing the same terms again.
Tenadyao prayage
prayage
sangachete
sangachete.
Okay. Yabhyang.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yabhyang char. Charyam kritam tau purushau raja dandayat. Maybe adandayat, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ya. Well, let's go to Vyam. So Vyam is obviously dual. Kritam is a PPP. And Chauryam, I believe, is theft. So there's going to be something mm-hmm. about performing theft.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tao looks like a dual, modifying Purushao. Those two people. Raja, again, it looks like the nominative. And then Adandayat is imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
And Nanda makes me think it's punish.
Mm-hmm.
So the king punishes.
Well,
punished, right. The king punished those two people. Which two people? The two that stole that performed robberies.
Yeah, but you do it using the relative plural.
those two that robbed were punished by the king, or the king punished.
Yeah. You could say, just to be really literal.
Yeah, be literal.
By whom, by which two people the theft was done,
okay.
Those two people the king punished. Then you have to, that's literal. Then you have to go ahead and make it into a good English sentence. But do you see that? By which two people,
Yam is now the tritya.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has to be. Going right. With the kritam is the subject of kritam.
Right. By which two people the theft was done.
So Yabhyam is instrumental dual. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For Yen. Okay.
Yeah. By which two the theft was done.
It's instrumental by her, not
mm-hmm.
for. That would be dative. Yabhyam. So it could be three.
It could be
Yabhyam.
It should be your ablative. Yeah, but you've got kritam there and you need a subject for that. The theft was done.
By
whom?
By whom?
By whom the theft was done, those
so
two people.
Needs a subject. By which two people the theft was done, those people, the king punished.
Right.
And Chauryam is accusative singular, right?
No, Chauryam.
Chauryam.
It's nominative, neuter.
Oh,
the
it's
theft
the
was done because Chauryam kritam. The theft was done. Past passive participle. So the subject of the first clause.
So this is Karmani Prayoga.
Yeah. Because you have a past passive participle. Chauryam kritam. The theft was done. Yabhyam. By whom? By whom the theft was done.
But Chauryam is nominative singular?
Nominative. What else would it be?
I was thinking it's accusative just because of the but.
No, because neuter. Palam palay palam.
Yeah.
Palam
yeah,
palay palam.
That's right.
And with kritam, do you everybody see that? Chauryam kritam. The theft was done. That's the subject of the first clause.
So this is actually the subject.
Yeah, by whom the theft was done. That's the first clause. So you've got instrumental, nominative, past passive participle, comma.
Yeah.
Then tau purushau, accusatives, accusative duals.
Mm-hmm.
Raja, nominative singular, adandiyat.
Wait a second.
Raja is the subject, right? Of the second clause.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just thinking this over. So the theft was done by whom?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Karmani Prayoga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see Tao Purusha and the
accused? So the theft is in nominative.
Karmani Prayoga means passive construction.
The theft by whom is our tritiya, was done, is our nominative PPP that has to agree with the karma.
I always have to
make sure that's straight. But now it's kind of funny because it's correlative. So it's
the relative and the correlative.
The theft was done by whom the theft was done?
Yeah.
By those.
Well,
the king punished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. By whom the theft was done, the king punished those two people.
Yes. By whom the theft was done, those two people the king punished.
Right. Okay. Good.
The king punished the two people by whom.
Right.
Whom
yeah,
the
that's
theft
how you
was
say
done.
It, like a normal person.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shall I read it?
Yeah.
Yabhyam chauryam
yabhyam chauryam
kritam tau
kritam tau
purushau
purushau
raja dandayat
raja dandayat.
Oh, it's my turn.
It is your turn. The wheel goes around.
Etasyamat vyam pura brahma vidro munayo nyavasan. So, etasya, maybe is that the?
Etasyam.
Etasyam, okay. So, etasyam is likely, is that genitive or? Let me think actually. Etasyam is from etad, which is this, and etasyam will be a year. So, it will be, is it locative singular?
Feminine locative
singular.
Etasyam, feminine locative singular. This.
So, feminine locative singular, meaning, and so this, etad. So, okay. So, just this place or whatever. Etasyam. And then, Atavyam. Is that to be stuck somewhere?
Atavi. Atavi is feminine, means a forest. Atavi. Atavi.
I see. It means a forest. So that's like Hari?
No, feminine.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
This is a long
like
E Nadyam, or a short E?
Long. Like Nadi.
So it's like Nadi.
Yeah. Just say the two words together.
So Atavi is...
Atavi.
Yeah.
Atavi. Atavyam. Etasyam atavyam.
Okay, so then is that also locative?
Yeah, but listen to it.
Okay.
Read it.
Etasyam atavyam.
Right.
This forest. In this forest.
Right.
Etavyam, yes. Etasyam atavyam in this forest. Pura, long ago. Or old?
Formerly, not long ago. It has the sense of more formerly or first, but in this sense. Why?
Oh, you know, when I looked at this, I thought it was Pura is a.
Oh, city? Puri?
Oh, Puri. I don't even know what I thought.
Yes, we do. What did you think?
I'm not going to confuse the issue. Never mind.
It's an indeclinable. It means formerly or first.
In former times.
Yeah,
in
former times. That's the sense. Yeah.
So in this forest, in former times.
Formerly.
Brahma vidho. It's not vidyo.
Brahma vidho.
So Brahma vidho munio.
If you broke the sandhi, though, what would it be?
So it would be Brahmavid.
Brahmavid. Yeah, for Brahmavid.
Yeah, Brahmavid. It would be so Brahmavidaha munaya. Oh, I see. So Brahmavid. So that would be Brahmavidaha the knowledge of Brahma.
Brahmavids are ones who know Brahman.
So it would
knowers
be
of Brahman.
Singular?
Would no, that would be Brahmavid. So Brahmavid, Brahmaviddao, Brahmaviddaha.
Okay, so it's nominative plural.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell by looking at the verb also.
So this is adjectival.
No, it's not an adjective. It's appositional. Well, you would say the person who is a Brahmavid. Well, I'll let Kiki do it, and then I'll. Say.
Okay. So you're saying this is plural, masculine plural. Okay.
Just like Muniyaha also mm-hmm. is plural.
Yeah.
It's masculine
yeah.
plural.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's Muniyaha.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so it's Muni. Oh, okay, that's the problem. So,
yeah, from Muni, Muniyaha.
Yeah.
Brahmavid, they were Brahmavids and they were Munis. Right? Munis who were Brahmavids, so in that case you can say adjectival, but they're both in a sense substantives. But
so
they're both, they're, appositional. They are Munis and who are Brahmavids.
So and aesthetics who are also
Brahmavids.
Right.
Yeah.
Nyavasan means to live?
Yeah. It's vas, to live with ni. Ni plus vas. Means to live or to dwell. To stay in a place, to dwell in a place, to live in a place.
Okay, so it means that it, formerly in this forest, Munis and Brahmavids used to live.
So Munis, there's no cha there.
Yeah, there's no cha there. Munis who were Brahmavids, who were knowers of Brahma, used to live.
Yeah, lived. So you see, do you see the past tense with the and the un? Like agachan? You see that ni plus vas.
Yeah,
the un ending is the parasmipeda, third person plural. That un, like mm-hmm. agachan, see the a? Ni plus a is nya plus vas plus un. Nyavasan.
I'm sorry,
ni
would you say this again?
Ni plus a. Yeah, is nya.
Plus vas. So
plus
this
vas.
Is third person imperfect.
Plural.
Right.
Yeah.
I see.
And we have ni.
Yeah. Ni plus a plus vas. Plus un. Nyavasan.
Right. Got it.
Yeah.
So then that is third. Imperfect. Okay.
Did you see? Yeah.
Yes.
Etasyam atavyam.
Etasyam atavyam.
Pura.
Pura.
Brahmavido.
Brahmavido.
Muniyo.
Muniyo.
Nyavasan.
Nyavasan.
It's so much easier to read etasyam atavyam when you know where the break is.
Yeah, and then you just see the words, it's fine.
Oh dear.
Let me give you a little hint here before you break your head on it. This sentence goes over to the next page. This is only half the sentence. The rest of the sentence is on the following page. Let me see if yours is the same.
Oh yeah, I got this book.
Yeah,
this book I think doesn't have it, and the rest of it completes over there.
Yeah,
I think actually.
Oh, you got that.
I typed it out that way. As far as to say, I got anything. But so I actually read it up here because it's bigger, and if it doesn't correspond with what you have, then just stop me.
Okay.
Yair medin yut kata yecha kapilasya kopena dagdhastam sagarasya yam bhakarito.
What was that? Sagaras?
Sagarasya ma yam.
Yatmajan.
Yatmajan.
Atmajan.
Okay.
You have
Atmajan.
That?
Yeah.
Atmajan, okay.
Bhagirato Gangaya Jaleno the Bharat. Okay.
Jaleno the Bharat.
Jaleno, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So I actually may go backwards if that's okay.
Sure.
So the last Sunday looks like Jalena and then Adadharat. So
ood.
With water.
Not Jalena.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Oh, yeah, ooh.
Udadharat.
Yeah. So is that gave?
Udadharat means to save. Or it means to lift up, or it also means to save. So you can use whichever one you want.
Save or
from
so
ut-
saved.
From
something got saved with water.
From Utdre.
Oh, Utdre.
Oh, it's from Utdre.
Okay. Yeah.
Utdre.
Utdre.
What's lift and dra is
to lift up, and it also has a sense of to save.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what class is dra?
It's actually it's a first Ubhayapada, but it's being done in Parasamayapada here.
What kind of is a class one, two,
one.
Three?
One.
One. Dara, of course, because it would take guna. Udhana. Okay. I kept looking and thinking it. I thought it was some kind of reduplicative.
But that's
so,
we're not there yet. That's book two.
So actually this last part, Bhagirato, Gangaya, Jalena Udharat.
Why don't you break the Sunday for me from Bhagirata?
So Bhagirataha is it's going to be the nominative. And then Gangayaha is the, I think this is Gangayaha, the genitive.
Yeah.
So you're going to get Bhagirata saved with the water of the Ganga, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then that on ending, probably Sagarasya, the sons of Sagara.
That's right.
So that would be Dvitiya, right?
Abhijan is like Raman.
So this is Dvitiya plural?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
this is...
Akhita
plural. Masculine.
Sagarasya Atmajan.
Sagarasya
Atmajan.
Sagara is the ocean.
You wouldn't say Nyan?
Sagara.
You say John instead of Nyan? Oh,
John.
Okay.
John's from
Jan.
Jan.
I got it wrong.
That was born.
A mistake in my trance. See, I thought it was so easy to do it, and then I wound up doing the compound. Yes.
So where does the sun? You said the
sun. The sun's Atmajan.
Well, Atmajan is sun.
See, let me explain something. The word Jan
is to be born. Right?
To be born. When you put ja at the end of a noun, it means ja, just
mm-hmm.
ja. It means born of that.
Born of that.
So born of himself means the sun.
I see.
So then that ja declines like Rama. So Atmajan, Raman, and
okay.
Atmajan.
Okay.
And then this I happen to have one of our translations in our Mora book.
Yeah.
Well, actually seven of them was the whole story of Sagara and his sons.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
so I have a little advantage here.
Yeah.
So Dagdas Tan. So Tan is the relative to still those sons of Sagara. So that Sandhi is Dagdaha Tan,
yeah.
So that's those burnt sons.
Well, actually,
Dagdas.
If you go like this, take the Tan with Tan, Sagarasya, Atmajan.
Yeah.
And then take the Dagdaha with the first part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be... So Kapilasya, let me just, Kopena, the anger of Kapila.
Yeah.
With anger.
By
anger. And then Cha is and. And Ye could be the plural masculine correlative.
So actually, I think this the yas are called the relative and the tons are called the correlatives.
Right.
Yeah.
Going with ton. Is this the yay ton?
Well, yeah.
Is it
But if you look at the beginning, you've got a yai.
Yeah.
Then
so,
you've got
so
a yay cha.
Yeah. So that's what's look. Let me try to sort out the beginning. So yair looks like yahi. So yahi would be the instrumental plural by who, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
looks like so the next card is the next card. I have no idea how to start. Is it
Medini means earth and it's feminine.
Okay.
Medini. Medini.
Medini. Okay, so then Katha. Utkata.
Utkan, utkan means to dig or to excavate.
Yeah, I should know that. Utkan.
So utkan becomes
diga.
Utkata, past passive participle.
Was Kata, dug up.
Yeah, was excavated or was dug up.
So that's a PPP.
Yeah. And you can say medini utkata. Medini is feminine, right? Medini utkata, utkata.
So this is the dug up earth?
Yaihi medini utkata.
Oh, those who dug up the earth?
By whom?
By whom? By whom?
By whom the earth was dug up. Yaihi medini utkata.
By whom the earth was dug up. And those who were burned by the anger of Kapila?
Yeah. And who were burned? By the anger of Kapila.
Those sons of Sagara, Bhagarita, saved with the water of the Ganga.
Perfect. Kiki, did we go too fast on that Yecha part? Yecha Kapila? Kapilasya? Gopena Dagdaha?
No, I do need a second to just make sure. So Yaihi is fine, and then Madini is fine, and then
Medini.
Utkata, Medini. And then Utkata, you said itself, is the past part.
Past passive participle of Utkan.
Utkan is the substantive, okay, to dig.
Yes, the verb, is the dhatu, Utkan.
Okay.
To dig.
Okay.
But I'm still, so is Medini.
Feminine.
Yeah, Utkata. Is that in stem form, so do we have a compound?
No.
Dug up earth?
No, medini is one word.
Okay.
And then sandhi, that e plus u is u. Medini. Medini utkata.
Okay.
So there's no sandhi, there's a verb, there's a noun. Medini
is just nominative?
Nominative, okay. Feminine nominative singular. Okay.
But it could have been stem form because the stem form is the same as the nominative, right?
What's a stem
if you
form?
Made it?
What you decline? Yeah, that's true. It could have. It could be.
So that's why I wondered with a PPP.
Dug by.
You'll see
a
compound like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Okay.
It could be utkata, but then it would be dug by the earth, right? A lot of times in a
or just dug up earth is a karma dhariya.
The earth which was dug up. Usually the past passive participle in a karmadharya usually is the first member, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good.
Yeah.
No,
that, we'll go through that in a lot of detail.
Right, good.
I get fuzzy and all
but
that.
I'm
don't you worry about that. For now, what all
so
you have to say...
it's declined.
It's declined,
okay.
Yeah.
And then utkata is declined as well in the feminine.
That's right. Past passive participle in the feminine, utkata.
So it's feminine nominative.
That's right. Singular.
By whom the earth was dug up. So this is another karmani. No.
Yes, it is.
It is a
karmani. Yeah, by, because the yahi is the subject. This is a passive constructor. Right?
By whom, yeah.
Yeah. The ones who dug up the earth, or by whom the earth was dug up. That's passive.
Right.
It's a karmani.
Okay, so we have another karmani.
So what's going on here? By whom the earth was dug up, and then by the anger, by those who were burnt by the anger of Kapila?
And
those,
yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Ye, dagdaha, yecha, and those who, and
right.
Who were, you just say, and who were dagdaha burned.
Now why Kapila is dagdaha singular?
It isn't.
Dagdaha.
Dagdaha.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's nominative plural.
Right.
Yeah.
And
PPP.
Then
it's another PPP.
It
so
is. From duh. Dagda is from duh to burn.
And so this, once again, is the parallel karmani construction.
Yes.
Right.
No, well, yes, it is, because of the cocaine.
By.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So we've got two parallel
the anger
karmani for yoga
that's
instructions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the whole
that's
thing
it.
Is by whom the earth was dug up and those who were burnt by Kapila's anger.
You would say in English, though, you would say those who, because then you're starting to break it back into the core relative. So you want to say, by whom the earth was burned and who were scorched. By who the earth was burned up and who were burned by Kapila's anger.
Mm-hmm.
Those.
Sons of Sagara.
Mm-hmm.
Bhagiratha saved.
Oh, I see.
With the water of Ganga.
I see.
Right, because he had to perform the water rites in order for them to ascend.
Okay.
That was a cool sentence.
Well done.
Without knowing that story, though.
Why don't we get, then we'll take just a little stand-up break.
Okay, bathroom break, actually.
Yeah, bathroom break.
Yair me de nyut kata.
Kata.
Ye cha kapilasya. Kumena.
Kopena.
Kopena, sorry.
Kopena.
Dagdhastan.
Dagdhastan.
Sagarasyatmajan.
Sagarasyatmajan.
Bhagirato.
Gangaya.
I can't read this in my book. Is it Jalenodharat.
Yeah. Jalenodharat.
I don't know why you asked me to read this.
It's
just a matter of saying. Okay, let's take just a break for a couple of minutes. Why don't you read it again?
Yasam vivahaha svaputraihi saha samajayanta tabhir janakasya kanyapihi prapanno raja dasharatho yodhyam agachat. Yasam is from the substantive yad, and yasam looks like
from the relative pronoun, not substantive. Just say from the relative pronoun.
From the relative
substantive
pronoun.
Usually means the noun.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So the one that is declined is the relative pronoun yad, mm-hmm. And yasam, is that a genitive plural maybe?
For gender.
Feminine.
Good.
Vivaha. Vivahaha. I think marriages. Vivaha. Vivahaha. So that's plural. Vivaha, is that neuter? Vivaha?
No, it's masculine.
Oh, vivahaha. Right, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be vivahani or something.
Yes.
Vivahani.
So plural, acute plural nominative. Right. Yasam vivaha. And then Yasam is who is multiple. Okay.
This is Viva.
Vivaha.
Masculine or feminine?
I think it's masculine.
Yeah,
Vivaha is a masculine noun.
Right.
Yasam is feminine.
Yeah, okay. That's
yeah.
Why I've somehow dropped a con there.
Yeah.
Dropped a con. Okay.
Svaputraihi is by his own sons.
You see the saha there? Swaputrahi saha?
Yes, with my own son. Swaputrahi is by his own, my own son.
Well, you have to go to see, what is the subject to see whether it's my or her
okay.
Or whatever.
Okay, so the ones or somebody's son. Swaputrahi is ramaihi, which is instrumental, plural. Saha is indeclinable with, and then Samajayanta. Samajayanta. I don't know what that is. I can't. Samajayanta?
It actually just means it took place. It occurred, it happened. You can say it was produced or it was born or it took place, it happened. So this is more like it happened or it came to be.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the case or anything like this.
Samajayanta.
Yeah.
Some. There's the there's the anta. Past tense.
Wait, so some plus.
Oh, it's some ajanta.
The root is ajanta. Some is the upasarga. Uh-huh. Jan is the root.
Jan.
Yeah. Okay. But do you see the is in there?
Yes.
Some
ajayanta.
Some ajayanta.
Some plus
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. Okay.
And then plus anta.
Yes.
Yeah, I was confused. I thought it was like an assembly, and then I couldn't end of the assembly. That's where I was going with it.
Oh, I see. Now it's a verb. It's a verb, past tense.
So this is a verb.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see the and the anta? Atmanepa, the third person plural?
Yeah.
Vivaha samajayanta. The marriages took place. The marriages happened. Occurred.
Tabhihi, which is instrumental plural feminine for tad, right?
Feminine tabhihi.
And then mm-hmm. So by those tabhihi, janakasya of janaka of
tabhihi, janakasya. Kanyabhihi.
Oh, by so those daughters of Janaka.
By those daughters of Janaka.
By those daughters of Janaka. Kanyabhihi, right. Kanyabhihi. So and then Prapanno Raja. Prapanno is that I don't know what
it comes from the root prapad, and prapannaha means just joined with, but can be used in the case of, you know, like accompanied.
Oh, could be accompanied.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not joined with like married.
Well, you have to read the rest of the essay. It's not going to be
so
that.
So accompanied Raja Dashratha. So Raja Dashrathaha. King Dashrath, Ayodhyam Agachat. So they went to Ayodhya. Agachat went.
Raja Dashrathaha Ayodhyam.
Oh, they accompanied Raja. Raja Dashratha.
Well, first say, just tell me what this means. Okay. Raja Dashrathaha Ayodhyam Agachat.
Raja Dashrath went to Ayodhya.
Yeah. And then read backwards. Prapannaha.
Accompanied.
Or joined by.
Oh, yeah. Accompanied by the daughters of Janak.
Because prapanna means attached to or joined with, but in English what would you say? Along with or accompanied
along
by.
Along with the daughters, right. So Raja Dashrath went to Ayodhya accompanied by the daughters of Janak whom his sons married.
Yeah. Whose? You're skipping some words there. I've got the right idea. So far, up to accompanied by the daughters of Janaka. Mm-hmm. Now do the relative phrase.
Okay, accompanied by the daughters of Janaka, that is Tabhir Janaka. Who, those daughters of Janaka, those daughters of Janaka, with whom the marriages of his sons took
place. It's actually not with him, it's whose marriages? The marriages of whom?
The marriages of whom?
Samajayanta had taken place.
Had taken
had
place.
Had happened. Swaputrahi saha.
With his sons.
Yeah. So the swa goes back to the nominative, which is Raja Dasharathaha.
So
he's going to Ayodhya with the daughters of Janaka,
went to
whose marriages had taken place with his sons.
Mm-hmm.
But in English, who had married his sons.
Right. Yeah, who was married his
sons. So this is basically, he went to Ayodhya with his daughters-in-law.
Yes.
Not with the sons.
That's right. He went with his daughters-in-law, with the daughters of Janaka.
Okay.
Right.
Who were already married to his sons.
Yes, exactly.
Would have been married to his sons.
Okay, let's look at what we're going to do for... I won't be here next week, but just for you all to finish the sentences on this 130.
Mm-hmm.
And then to learn the pronouns, you can...
What about this little poem thing?
That too.
Okay.
Yeah, all of the Sanskrit sentences. See this little poem?
Oh,
all the sentences, including the
little
poem, the little couplet. And then if you go to page 132, you see we're going to go into a hum and twum. And you can do the... sentences on 133 and 134.
That'll keep us out of trouble.
Yeah, that'll keep you out of trouble. If you have done all this and want to do more, you can start memorizing the next lesson of pronouns if you get ambitious.
I think it's going to take me a while to just memorize these.
But I would just, you know, if you get ahead of yourself, then just use the time to memorize.
Yeah.
Okay, is that okay for everybody?
Good.
All right.
So,
and also,
just to let you know that the next time we meet,
yeah,
in 2 weeks, probably going to be my last time for a while. I'm not quite sure whether I'm going to... I have to go to teach again in October, then I have to be there in November, and I haven't decided whether I'm going to stay straight through or come home for the intervening 10 or 12 days and fly back again. I just haven't decided. But I will keep up.
If you keep up online, you know, it'll be fine.
Well, it's great that you kept up online while you were at the ashram.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You know, you might refer also to your Antoine on... Sorry.
I might also be able to stream, depending on, you know, what I'm doing that day. I know one day I can't stream, but another I might be able to.
Antoine on
58 and 59. Page 58 and 59. Antoine, and then you can even go forward a little bit. It's just, you know, if they have it set out in a nice way.
I wanted to write out the declensions for you to check for the other guys, where, you know, like Yad Kim, Asmad, and all that. They don't have the declensions all drawn out.
Yeah. They will hear, though, right?
No,
they don't. Okay. And they don't in Antoine? In the
no,
then you should give them to me.
So.
I'll take a look.
Maybe I'm missing.
Is that fair? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Shri Gurukyo Namaha. Hari Om.